A car bomb explodes outside a small NATO military base in Afghanistan's southern Kandahar city, wounding two Afghans and destroying several cars. The Taliban have launched their spring offensive in response to the U.S. push into Kandahar to flush out the militants and provide civilian aid to the population. NATO's Brigadier General Joseph Blotz.
Kandahar is the main effort, and this is not only the main effort for ISAF, but also for the Afghan government, and if you wish, for the entire international community.
Afghanistan's main opposition leader, former Foreign Minister Abdullah Abdullah, is optimistic, but he told VOA the military action in Kandahar must be followed by swift political and structural changes.
The power structure in Kandahar, in the eyes of the people of Kandahar, is the problem number one. In Taliban, in Al-Qaeda, number two.
The power structure in Kandahar is led by President Hamid Karzai's controversial half-brother, Ahmad Wali Karzai, with alleged links to drug trade and local militias. NATO commanders plan to reduce his influence as the chairman of the provincial council by making the local government more effective. But Steve Call at the New American Foundation says the brother remains a problem, and Washington is just giving him more time to shape up.
The message is, if you are not going to be clean and sincere, if you are going to engage in criminal activity, if you are going to cooperate with the enemy, with the Taliban, we will hold you accountable. We will take what steps are necessary to prevent that.
Call says NATO plans to create an environment of security in Kandahar that would allow Afghans to create fresh political equations.
That is, to go into sub-district areas and try to build new shuras, new town councils, new groups of businessmen and elders and other respected personalities, to have them try to decide how this new strategy and how the new security should be carried out.
The situation in Kandahar is going to get better, says Tony Cordesman of the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
You're going to put a lot of aid resources, a lot of troops in there. People are going to see more security.
But Steve Call says the success of the Kandahar offensive really hinges on a psychological battle that will be more difficult to win.
The question is whether they can create a change in the outlook of Afghan people and of farmers and shopkeepers and others who may be intimidated by the Taliban, who may have to choose with their lives at stake between trusting the Americans, trusting the Afghan government, or trusting the Taliban.
The analysts say if the offensive can reverse the Taliban momentum and create trust among the people for the coalition forces, it will definitely turn the tide. But if it fails, it will underscore the limits the international community faces in its efforts to change the future of Afghanistan. Ravi Khanna, VOA News, Washington.